This past week in Ukraine and concerning Ukraine had many important events and actions come about. We had Putin holding his Victory Day event this past Monday, when many feared he would announce a ramping up of attacks in Ukraine. He didn't. Surprisingly, though, Putin actually did refer to the Russian troops who have died so far in Ukraine. Now, what was Ukrainian President Zelensky doing, literally as Putin was speaking? He released a video of himself walking through the streets of Kyiv explaining how and why Ukraine will continue to fight and wind up winning. Ukraine's also regained some areas, by the way, including in Kharkiv. U.S. intel continues to hear that Russian troops and commanders are refusing to follow orders of their field generals, the ones that are still left. Ukraine started their first war crimes trial, the first of what will no doubt be hundreds, if not thousands. Finland is now on a fast track to join NATO, with Sweden coming in soon behind them, which, by the way, that sound you heard, that was Putin's head exploding. In Kyiv, the bodies of over 1,000 Ukrainian civilians have been found so far. And as that horror was discovered, it was also learned that Russia is refusing to accept the return of their dead soldiers. In fact, Russian military has portable crematoriums in Ukraine, which they use to burn the bodies of the dead Russian troops. Ukraine's moved a large amount of military hardware the U.S. and others have handed over to them. They've moved that to the east in that hotspot part of the war zone. And on a related note, the House passed a $40 billion aid bill with a bipartisan vote. The bill's, of course, stalled down in the Senate thanks to, wait for it, Rand Paul, who wants an inspector general installed to oversee how Ukraine spends the money. And both Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer actually agree on something. They agreed to put Randy's idea up for a vote, but Paul said nope. He wants that idea carved into the bill. And yes, Trump has called for Republicans in the House and the Senate to vote against that bill, which obviously that didn't work the way he wanted it to.